This episode of the Autism Dad Podcast is brought to you by Mightier. Mightier is a biofeedback-based video game platform that teaches kids to emotionally self-regulate. This leads to a significant reduction in meltdowns and parental stress. It's backed by science, helped over 100,000 kids. And if you want more information, latest reviews and updates, as well as current discount codes, visit theautismdad.com/Mightier. That's theautismdad.com/Mightier. Welcome to the Autism Dad Podcast. I'm Rob Gorski, and on this show, we talk about all things related to autism and parenting and disabilities and ADHD and self-care and mental health and all that stuff that's important and relevant in your life, but maybe we don't talk about it enough for whatever reason, you know? So we do that here on the show. I really appreciate you guys tuning in, and I've got a great show for you guys today. So I don't know when you're listening to this episode, but it originally aired on a Friday, which means it's a listener question day. And this one was pulled directly out of the forums, and I'll have a link below for you guys to check that out if you want to join. There's like 13,000 families in there right now, and it's a really positive environment, so it's totally free. Just, you know, it's linked below. The question was from a mom whose toddler was just about to undergo an autism evaluation, and she just wants to know what to expect. You know, I thought this was a really interesting question for a couple of reasons. One, it seems like I don't actually hear this question very often, and I think it's also one of the things that really creates a lot of anxiety around the diagnostic process, because parents just don't know what to expect. And I don't think that it's always made very clear to them what the process is actually going to entail. And so there's a lot of anxiety and fear and concern and worry, and it's largely unnecessary, right? So I can share what my experience has been. And I've been through it three times with my kids. And I will say that it does depend probably on where you are. So like if you're in the UK, for example, I think their process is a little bit different than it is here in the States, but the end result is essentially the same thing. As far as what happens, you know, it's largely interview-based and observational. So obviously if your child's a toddler, they're not going to be interviewed. Right. I mean, there's not much you can interview with a toddler, especially if the toddler is nonverbal. But they observe, and they'll interview you as a parent, and they'll ask you questions about milestones, and they'll ask you questions about things that you're concerned about. And some of the questions might seem really weird and kind of silly maybe, but they all serve a purpose, right? It's all trying to get a better picture of where your child is developmentally, what they may be delayed on, and, you know, what's kind of, you know, I hate to use the word normal, but like what's normal versus what's something to be concerned about. And the interview may last for a while. There may be more than one interview, and you may be interviewed by more than one person. The part that your child is involved directly in is largely observational. It's a lot of play. Whether it's, you know, they're observing you interact with your child, or maybe they're interacting directly with your child. When my youngest was diagnosed, I very vividly remember the playroom, because he really enjoyed the playroom. And it was just this room filled with toys and blocks and things like that. And he got to play with whatever he wanted to play with. And it was just watching him do things and observing how he interacted with the toys, how he interacted with me, or anybody else that happened to be in the room with him. And it was very non-invasive. He didn't recognize it, I think, as he was being tested or anything like that. It was just he got to play, and it wasn't stressful for him. I don't think that there was anything that, again, was very invasive. I mean, it was just a really, it was a time consuming process, but I think you want it to be that way. You don't want your kids slapped with a label that's going to follow them for the rest of their life if it's not right, you know? So I think it's important that they take their time and you go through this process and you get an accurate diagnosis, you know, because that opens up doors for services and things like that. But I don't think it's anything to be worried about or afraid of. And the outcome, whether your child is autistic or not, it doesn't change who they are. They're still going to be the same child that they were before they were evaluated. And, you know, you learn to adapt, and so will they. And I think, you know, the benefit to going through this is that you can kind of put a name to something that's going on, and it helps you to better understand how to be supportive, how to help your child, how to ensure that they get the services and supports that they need to help them achieve their potential in life. So this was a really, really good question. And again, your experience may vary depending on where you are and what type of clinician you're going to, but generally speaking, it's very non-invasive. It's just observation and interview based, you know, and if your child's a little bit older, maybe they talk to your child, but in my experience, that really wasn't much of a thing because my kids were much younger at the time. So I think it's, again, a great question. Thank you for asking it. I hope that this helps. If you guys have any more questions, feel free to leave them in the support forums. Again, the link will be in the show notes below. You can visit me at listen.theautismdad.com. Subscribe on any one of your favorite podcast listening apps, and I'll talk to you guys on Monday. All right. Thanks. Bye.